What's up, Knicks fans? I'm Danny B, and welcome to the Morning Drive. Knicks played the Charlotte Hornets last night, and we knew early on that Randle wasn't going to be in the game, so we had a feeling that Obi was going to get the start. But we also found out shortly before tip-off that Mitch was not going to be in the game as well. So now the question is, who's going to start in his place? Because we know Tibbs loves his vets, so we're looking at Taj, but we're also looking at Sims. And lo and behold, we get what we want. Jumpman Sims gets the start. And I was looking forward to see what these five guys would do, you know, in terms of setting the tone for the game. And they definitely did, man. The pace, the energy was just off the charts early on. We had a 40-point first quarter. The threes were falling. Burks, fourth quarter Burks, not last night, first quarter Burks, just nonstop. And it continued throughout the game. He was on fire. IQ came in the game late in the first and just looked great, directing traffic. He's broken through that sophomore wall, 1,000%. I don't want to hear that no more. He's continuing to build off of the success he's been having in the back half of the season. And that's just from being more aggressive. He's finding ways to finish at the rim. And if he's not, he's finding open guys. And I'm loving it. That's been great to see. And then he's still contributing with his shot making, you know, the floaters and the threes. So let's go, man. Love seeing that. Jumpman Sims, he impressed me last night by his positioning. As he was under the rim looking for the rebounds on the offensive end, he was keeping mind of whoever's driving. He was giving them space. So that was big for me because I don't like clogging the paint. And you see that happen often. Last night didn't happen so much. Yes, there wasn't as much rim protection as we normally would like to see, but Sims will get there. You know, the more grind that he gets, the better he's going to get. And I think he's made leaps and bounds from last year to this year. So I think it's only going to continue. I definitely want to see that guy become a force in the league. I think he's got what it takes. I just want to see him get a little bit more aggressive, you know. So we'll get there. What else we got? RJ had a quiet but efficient 30-point game last night. Just continuing to do what he does. He's got 11 30-point games now. He's got the most for anyone 21 years and under in the NBA. So just killing it. He's got 19.9 points per game that he's averaging. I definitely want to see that get up to 20 before the season's out. I know that was a goal of his personally, but as a fan, that was something we were all saying also going into the season. We want to see him average 20. So just a lot of good things, you know, little things that you got to take from what we're watching. You know, obviously we're not making the playoffs. We know we're not going to be in the top three, you know, for a lottery pick. So it is what it is. So for me, I'm a positive guy. I like staying positive. I like to find those types of things to pull out of what we're watching. And I think we could definitely do that. You know, there's a lot of things that we can continue to bring out. You want to continue it? Let's talk about Deuce. Deuce, last night, I feel like he's continuing to get comfortable at an NBA level, right? Last night, you start seeing him drop some more shots on top of him driving it inside, still finding his guys, passing the ball, bringing that intensity on defense. These are the things that you want to take out of this team the rest of the way through. And I like to see it, man. You know, that's what's up. Obi. How can I not bring up Obi? Guy had a double-double last night. I believe it was his first, 18 and 11. Love it, man. The energy that he was bringing, the cuts he was making were the right cuts. He wasn't just running and cutting to do it. He was cutting because he saw the opening and saw the play open up. And he was getting there and finishing it, man. You know, so just love seeing these things. We won that game 121 to 106. If you didn't know, now you do. We continue on the road here. Friday night, we go down to Miami. Real quick, if you like and retweet this Morning Drive, I've been running a giveaway all week. If you've liked this and the previous two Morning Drives from this week, it's going to put you into a giveaway. And what I'm giving away is this fine Knicks hat right here. On top of that, I'm giving away this Knicks shirt. On top of that, they're going to come to you in this Knicks drawstring bag. So like I said, like, retweet this Morning Drive, the last two, and tomorrow I'm going to go through and I'm going to randomly pick out a winner, because I really do appreciate it, man. I've been doing this for a year and some months now, and the fact that I put out these videos every other day, every 2 days, every day, whatever, you guys still are looking forward to tuning in. You're rocking with me. You're sharing it. I can't thank you guys enough. So doing these giveaways is kind of my way of saying thank you. So I'm going to wrap it up here. I appreciate it as always. I really can't say it enough, man. And let's go. Friday night. Enjoy the rest of the week. I'll see you guys soon. Peace.